You are about to step into the Beryl Solomon podcast show. No fluff, talking about greatness, talking about wealth, talking about how to become the number one man or woman in your space. Let's roll.
For real Jewish businessman.
Shout out the homie Solomon. Nobody was following that. Everybody follow him.
For real Jewish businessman.
Hello, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. How you doing? I'm here with a very special guest. He actually flew specifically for this Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn podcast live. I'd like to thank a very dear and sweet friend of mine, Mr. Judah Gutwin.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Beryl, for having me.
Mr. Judah Gutwin.
It's a real treat to be here with all you guys. I'm in Beryl's house now. I saw Beryl's office. I saw the mural. I'm with the peeps.
You're in,
it's
baby.
Great to be here.
You're in.
Thank
man.
You, Beryl.
My pleasure, brother. So Judah's from an incredible company called Skycare Media. And what these wonderful people do is they help the industry, the SNF, skilled nursing facility, and the healthcare industry. They help them market themselves better online, offline, everywhere. These guys are really professionals. I've had the chance to admire a lot of his work for a long time. And it's an honor for me to have Judah in town. We would like to do an episode today about how to position your company in the healthcare industry. You know, a lot of times I'll go into companies and I will say to them, you are amazing at X. Whatever it is that you do, you sell cars, you sell watches, you help elderly people get back on their feet and help with their healthcare. You're amazing at that. But we have know nothing about helping sick people get better, but we know how to market and we want to help bring that expertise to this incredible industry and help you guys make more money, bring in more patients, and ultimately grow your businesses to the points where you deserve them to grow to. So we're gonna jump in here. We have a few points today. We brainstormed some killer content. Buckle up, hold on to your kippahs. We're about to get into this. All right, so the number one thing and how to position your company in the healthcare industry, branding is everything. You see here on my desk, I have two cups. Maybe some of you have seen this. I made a post about it already, but I'm going to reiterate it because it's so powerful. Two cups, Starbucks cup and brown paper cup that nobody has ever heard of. This brown paper cup could go for $1 a cup, a coffee. This cup sells for, depends where you're buying it, up to $3.25. The coffee in them is relatively the same. There's no difference. If I blindfolded you, I promise you, you would not know the difference. There's one difference, that little green girl on the front of it. This green logo is what allows this cup to sell for $3.25, and this brown cup is what allows it to sell for $1. Branding is absolutely everything. When you skimp on branding, you're only skimping on yourself. Nursing care industry, nursing homes, I don't care what it is you're doing in the healthcare space, your branding has to be on point. You're gonna be able to charge more to your clients, you're gonna be able to attract higher quality clients, close deals faster, close the decision making for the patients faster, and allow your business at the end of the day to grow. Yes, I said it. We are in business, ladies and gentlemen. We take care of sick people, and it's a very beautiful and very important thing that needs to be done in the world. But at the end of the day, if there is no flower, there is no power.
You have three generations today making a purchasing decision online. Beryl's gonna talk a little bit about this and why it's so important in this space, in the healthcare space, to be mindful of your digital, your online footprint, and to engage with companies like ours who are at the top of our respective fields, who do what we do. We collaborate with one another, working in good faith, and you're gonna be able to sell your beds, you're gonna make money, you're gonna heal your patients. It's a win-win situation for the industry.
That's actually a good side point that I wanted to bring up. Judah and I are technically in the same industry, the same business, and other people might say, hey, why are you guys collaborating together? You guys are competitors. We decided to take the route and say, you know what? You're a Yid, I'm a Yid, let's work together, let's bring our businesses together, let's cross promote each other, and let's help each other grow instead of trying to kill each other. And if we all do that, we're all gonna make a lot more money and be a lot more successful working together instead of trying to sink each other's battleships. Next on the roster, traditional referrals are dead, all right? Judah could speak a lot more to this point because he has been a marketer in a facility for over 5 years, and that's when he decided to start his business because he has that experience. He's experienced the change of the business. I want to hear you talk about that, Judah. What is going on in the state of the industry that traditional referrals are dead?
Sure, thanks a lot, Beryl. So basically, here's the deal. I'm a licensed nursing home administrator myself, and I've seen the industry evolve over a five-year period where at the very beginning, the industry was still nurturing traditional referrals where the hospitals would give everybody a free shake, a fair shake. People would get referrals, they'd close on sales, they'd bring in patients. Hospitals had their own hospitalists who were working in sync with the facilities. Facilities were paying medical directors who were receiving a stipend who would therefore direct all their patients to the facility. And then for a number of reasons, the traditional referrals started petering out. We can get into that, but suffice it to say that skilled nursing facilities no longer can rely upon the traditional mechanisms, the marketing mechanisms, to fill their beds. And so what's happened is, reluctantly, perhaps kicking and screaming, nursing home owners, who are basically old school as we know, so they started to embrace the internet because they saw that they have to reach out to three generations of purchasing decision makers. You're talking about baby boomers, millennials, Generation Xers. Two of those generations are making purchasing decisions sight unseen, which means their grandmother is living in Connecticut. She's in a senior housing complex. She falls, she fractures something, winds up in the hospital, spends a couple of days, needs post-acute therapy, and they're going to liaise with the social workers at the hospital. They're not going to tour that facility. They're miles and miles away. Inevitably, they're going to go online, they're going to Google any conceivable permutation related to the buzzwords, if you will, the keywords of the facility. They're going to want to see what the facility looks like online, on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, their viral videos. Do they have a high-octane promotional video showcasing the beauty of their facility? What about the reviews? What are people saying about that facility online? And it's very, very scary because in an industry, Beryl, that focuses heavily on data, we're all about collecting data. We have our quarterly meetings, we have a weekly utilization review, we talk about patients. I always say that when somebody sees negativity online, they're not even going to call that admissions director to schedule a tour. They're just not going to show up.
Especially when it's about their mother.
Right. So how do you...
Grandmother, whoever it is.
100%. So how do you quantify lost revenue when you don't even know that you lost the opportunity? So these people are going online, and if you look pristine, if you can showcase your $15 million renovation that these people are never going to see unless they see your video online, unless they see your money shots, unless they see a compelling website that tells your story, you're not going to capitalize on all of the attributes and everything that you've done for your facility at the grassroots level. Digital marketing is changing and revolutionizing the industry, and it's enabling facility owners to reach outside the box, to distinguish themselves from their competition, to fill their beds.
Bang. What he just said in English is, your grandma's grandson is too busy playing video games in Iowa to go take a trip to go to Washington to go check out the nursing facility that he's sticking grandma in. So he's going to look at her and look at the facility online, and he's going to make his decision that way on his phone, in his boxers, on his bed, in between getting changed or going to sleep. That's where he's making the decision.
Right. and look, this guy's feeling guilty already because he's
I'm feeling guilty.
You know, he's not in the action. So he's got to make a decision for grandma from miles away. So at a minimum, if he sees your facility and your facility looks like a cesspool, he's not sending grandma there. If he sees your facility and your facility has a gorgeous photo collage or a video that tells a beautiful story, if you've got great reviews.
Incredible reviews on Google, on all of the social media networks, bang.
You're in like Flynn.
You're in. And beautiful. Next, online is everything. That we sort of spoke about that a little bit, but that's where decisions are being made today, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Think about how you make decisions about restaurants that you've never been to. You either ask a friend or you go on Yelp and you see what's going on. What is the rating? You're buying something on Amazon. You don't go to the store to check it out. Nobody goes to Walmart to check out the computer or go to Best Buy to go. You look online, whatever has the most reviews, whatever has the most stars on Amazon, that's a product you buy with your eyes closed. Online ratings are everything, which is Judah's one of his main products. He has many others, but one of his main products is a revolutionary product for the nursing home industry, which is this incredible tablet. They set this up inside of facilities. They stick them on a stand, and what it does is the residents of the nursing home, the patients of the nursing home, they'll come and they'll give a review. They'll type in their name, they'll type in their all of their information, and their review will then get posted on all the social media networks, on Google, on Bing, on Yahoo, on all the big social media networks. And when people are looking up your facility, they're seeing the stars, they're seeing the rating, and he's able to control and make sure that the best ones are the ones that surface to the top. And people are making their decisions today online. That's where decisions are being made. When I go to a store, the last thing that I'm doing is, I'm sorry, when I go to a store, I make my decisions. If I do go to a store, I will take out my phone and I will see the ratings and the product ratings of that product, and I will make my decision whether to buy it or not. Price becomes irrelevant. If I have to pay $39 extra for this item, but I see it's a 4.5-star item where the other one is $39 less and it's a star and a half, I'm spending the money to go to that facility. I'm spending the money to buy that product. Mm-hmm. That's where decisions are being made.
I want to tell you, I want to share a little story with you. I was recently interviewed by Caring.com, which is a huge, fantastic, very robust website for healthcare consumers, trafficked by thousands of unique visitors a month. So they said to me, Judah, tell us something, give us a snippet why the internet has become such a powerful force in terms of people and their motivations and how they make decisions vis-a-vis stores and traditional brick and mortar establishments. And here's what I said, and I think this is a great analogy. You know, before the advent of the internet, if you were to go to a Kohl's, I don't know, do you have a Kohl's here in Montreal?
We have like Chapters, Indigo.
All right, if you go to a Kohl's or a Chapter or an Indigo and you buy a sweater and you take it home, you open up the package and you see it's got a run. So you go back to the store, you know, you ask for a refund and they're not going to honor the return policy. What are you going to do? You're going to pick it in front of the store? You'll tell your immediate family and friends they, didn't do right by me, but you're not doing any kind of irreparable harm to the business. Conversely, the internet has created a totally different playing field, because today, if you have a bad experience with anyone online, whether it's a healthcare organization, whether it's Amazon, all you need to do is go on one of these heavily trafficked websites relevant to their industry, and you excoriate them, you flame the heck out of them, and you're doing incredible damage to that facility, because that review will sit at the top of Google for all of your keywords for forever, in perpetuity.
And you've never been excoriated for perpetuity. It really sucks.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It's a really tough situation.
Google it. It's a real
right.
word.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's very, very important that you look and you act and you function in your optimal kind of way online, because that's where you're going to shine, or that's where you're going to lose sales. And it's like somebody's proposing to his girlfriend. This is the analogy. I said, you know how sometimes you take out a billboard, you know she drives by a certain major thoroughfare, and you say, Jessica, will you marry me? And you know she's gonna see it. An online review, whether it's TripAdvisor for a hotel, whether it's A Place for Mom or Caring.com or SeniorAdvisor.com for the skilled nursing industry, you post a review on that website, it's as though you took out a full billboard on every major highway
wow.
in every major city,
wow.
and you pay for it to be there all year long.
For a fraction of the cost.
For a fraction of the cost, exactly.
I love it. You could change it any time, you could do any, and there's actually a cool synergy between us, which you just showed me, is that on all these things you could actually post videos as well, you could link it up.
100%. So Beryl has this fascinating technology. He's got this video, he puts this
video.
Could
you throw us one?
On one of these beautiful displays, and your liaison, your screener, goes into the hospitals, goes over to the patients at the bedside, goes to the doctors, goes to your referral sources, shows them this video, shows the patient the video. It's an amazing and compelling concept. I have a microsite where we can also embed Beryl's video on a social media snippet, where not only can you showcase your major online reviews according to your threshold for what would constitute a positive review, but you then push the same people to your Facebook page and your YouTube page, which then has Beryl's video embedded in it.
bam, barrels in your face.
This is a viral video, and that's it. You close the deal. Your facility will sell itself.
Can you actually just do that again? Yes, Facebook and Instagram Live, we're going to do it again because we want it to be good for the final video. Don't judge us. Could you do that again? Talk about Barrel has a really interesting product.
You see, Barrel has a very interesting product, and this product is a video that lives and breathes on this freestanding, mobile kind of book. It's a storybook. It's something your kids would open and wow, boom, what's that? It's a video. It talks to you. It shows you the beauty of the facility right in front of you. They actually give it to the tour. They give it to the customer or the prospective customer and they say, take it home. Show this to your family. Show this to your loved ones. You're going to select our facility because you know what? We just did a multi-million dollar renovation, which is an accurate reflection of the care that we provide. It shows our heart and soul is in our business. And now we're telling you our story. We control the narrative. Here's our video. You're gonna close the sale. This is what he does.
So you were in this business for 5 years. You were a marketer for 5 years, right?
You got it.
Do you feel that if you would have walked in with this versus a regular pamphlet or a brochure or a whatever it is, do you feel that you would have won more patients to come to your facility?
I mean, look, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's almost a rhetorical question. Pamphlets are dead.
It was a rhetorical question.
Pamphlets are passé. I mean, everybody's got a pamphlet, and it's like you go to the library. I mean, when you go to the library, you typically see, old stuff, old news, trifolds that are bent in 15 different corners because some kid fooled around with it and stuck it back in backwards. This is something futuristic. It's something incredibly powerful. It tells you exactly what the facility is selling. It's done in a very succinct kind of way. That's a big word.
Succinct?
Succinct.
Wow.
And it enables you to take somebody, your customer, from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. You close the deal, you sell the bed, you gave away the video. The video lives on its own. It gets passed around from hand to hand. And when they make that decision, they're already comfortable.
Bam.
Because they've seen the facility, and they've seen the facility remotely. They didn't even have to tour with you. They made that decision from the comfort of their own homes.
That's a good point. You talk about making the decision. Time, as everybody knows, is money. If you could, our goal with these things is to help the nursing homes shorten their time of the patient's decisions. If patients have to visit the facility or their families have to visit the facility, that adds time, that costs money, you have to give them a tour, you have to give them a cup of coffee, and it is that increases time and money. Our whole modus operandi is to shorten the decision cycle of the patients, the families, the doctors, and the social workers to send more traffic your way faster and more comfortably.
And I want to tell you guys something else. You know, everybody wants to be associated with a winner. The social workers at the hospital, they also need to be confident in the referrals and the recommendations they make. They're seeing these videos. They're seeing these reviews. They've got computers in front of them. They're going online, and they want to know that if they're directing traffic, if they're encouraging a certain facility, that facility has a pristine online footprint. So people say to me, Beryl, they say, well, we're in the healthcare space, we deal with CMS, we deal with our Medicare ratings, we deal with the state. Listen, guys, and I've said this on LinkedIn, I've said this elsewhere, your CMS ratings is of no consequence with respect to your online visibility. CMS is a dead website online. It's buried, for whatever reason, we can't get into that right here, it's buried on page 582. Conversely, your online ratings, your reviews on caring.com, aplaceformom.com, senioradvisor.com, nursinghomes.com, et cetera, et cetera. That's what they're seeing on the top of Google page one for all of the organic results related to your keyword terms. They're also seeing your Facebook postings. They're seeing your videos. And if you look and smell like a rose in terms of your online footprint, you're going to close the sale even if you've got a 2-star rating with the state. Because unless that disgruntled social worker at the hospital that's got an axe to grind will proactively tell that family, look them up online, check out their Medicare rating, you have nothing to worry about. You can stand tall, you can tour with your families, and you can proudly and declaratively state, we are a 5-star rated facility.
Nice.
Families will say, well, how do I know? That's your job. You've got to say that. You say, no, don't take my word for it. When you get home tonight, or when you log on, if they're talking to them via the telephone, Google us. Check out our ratings, check out our reviews, look at our video. take a tour of the facility from miles away. You're going to select us because none of our competitors measure up.
Brand.
And that's how you sell. It's all about branding.
Branding. Brand. Why do people buy a Nike shoe over any other shoe? Because it has a tick on it. And that tick allows them to trust your product, know its quality, know there was a quality assurance that went into it, and allows Nike to charge $129 per shoe, where Payless charges $49 per shoe. It's the same shoe. It's made in the same sweatshop in wherever it's made in, but one has a brand and one does not. Next on our wonderful list, don't be cheap on your marketing. If I could scream from the rooftops and get everybody to understand this, stop cheaping out on your marketing. I'm going to make a whole episode called Why Your Chief Marketing Officer is Stealing from You. When he walks into your office and says, hey, boss, listen to this. I just found this incredible website called Fiverr, and we could do our website for $600, and they'll do our video for $200, and they'll do our online web for $300. And he says, boss, I just saved you money. You should fire him on the spot because really he just cost you a lot of money. That's like buying a Ferrari and putting water in the gasoline tank instead of high octane fuel. You're buying it already. You spent millions, tens of millions on your facility. You put your heart, your soul, and your love into this place. You spent $48,000 making sure the flowers were nice. And your chief marketing officer comes in and says, boss, I saved you $392 on your marketing. Fire him or her right now. Please give her my number so I can tell her why you did it.
You know what I call this? I call this the Made in China syndrome. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes if it sounds too good to be true, it absolutely is too good to be true. I had a grandmother, God rest her soul. She always used to say, you get what you pay for. She said it with an accent. She was a smart lady.
She was a great woman, your grandmother.
She was a great woman.
I never met her. But he's a great guy.
She says, you get what you pay for. Listen, guys, you know where I see this a lot, and it's mind-blowing. I'm always amazed. You've got this gorgeous website, right? So we finally build the site. The site is, like, you know, really compelling. And then it comes time to put actual photographs and video on the site. And they're like, oh, okay, you can go on Getty Images, and you could put some pictures up. Guys, that nice, sweet old lady, she's living at like every skilled nursing facility in the world. I've seen her on every website. Everybody knows she's not living with you. That video that you put up, that's a video you got on Fiverr. The whole world uses that video. You got to keep it real. Don't spend thousands of dollars on a video and then cheap out when it comes to your pictures and just put up some, you know, generic stuff that you had some department head at the facility take with their inferior camera, right? You got to engage with a legit photo shoot. You got to get a videographer to come down. Beryl does all the mumbo jumbo with the aerial drone photography. It's all amazing. It's incredible. The team, they come down with equipment. They'll take photography from the sky, from the facility, and all the money shots. You know, when you get your amateur photographer at the facility who's really a recreation director and she's taking pictures, she's going to get the cobwebs. She's going to get the paint chipping around the elevator shaft. She's going to get the stained ceiling tiles. You don't want that. Nobody's selecting your facility when they see all that stuff on your website. You got to put your best foot forward. If you're building it, build it right.
Yeah.
Get the high-octane video. Do the video the right way. Get professional-looking photographs that everybody will instantly know and recognize to be original and specific to you guys and to your facility, not to that Getty Image lady that lives at every facility in the country.
I know that lady. She has blue eyes and short blonde hair.
And she's got the same caregiver. And that lady's already in the hair. I mean, she. God bless her. I mean, she existed. She's been there for forever. I don't know. Is she still with us, Beryl?
No. She passed away a long time ago. Because of that facility. So let's talk about, just to end the don't be cheap on your marketing. To me it's something so simple. Your facility costs $5, $10, $15, $20, $30 million. Spend the money to get it advertised properly. You just spent $1 million. We have questions? Yeah, questions on Instagram and Facebook. We will not leave today without answering them. You just spent $4 million renovating your lobby. No one is going to see it unless they come to your facility. And nobody's coming to your facility unless your marketing before they get there is on point. Don't cheap out on this, people. It's the best investment. And if I hear one more person say, well, I have to calculate the ROI. The ROI is you're losing every day, brother. You're losing every single day. Stop being cheap about this. It's like Coca-Cola. Everybody knows Coca-Cola. I don't care if you're in the Yukon territories, Japan, Montreal, China, or New Jersey, you know Coca-Cola. Why? Because they spend billions of dollars of marketing dollars every single year on their product, and they continually will, no matter what. And that's why you know who they are.